Life is rather uncertain at the best of times. None of us knows when we'll die, and that's a great mercy, for if this fact was known, it would make life unbearably difficult. Yet for everyone who follows Jesus, whether we live or die, both options offer no loss, only gain. The Apostle Paul is fully aware that he won't live forever. He knows he will die, especially with the intensity of the hostility vented against him. But he's mindful that whether he lives or dies, he does so for Christ. So while he's alive, he will proclaim the gospel. He writes, "What does it matter? Only that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is proclaimed. And in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, because I know this will lead to my salvation through your prayers and the help from the Spirit of Jesus Christ." Philippians chapter 1 verses 18 and 19. Despite divisions and questionable motives, Paul rejoices that the gospel is proclaimed, and he is mindful that these Philippian believers are praying for him in his adversity in jail. Obviously, they want him to be freed to advance the gospel unhindered. This serves as a reminder to us to pray for those facing hostility and imprisonment, just because of their faith in Jesus, or simply because they dare to make Christ known. We ought also to pray for one another whenever hostility is faced on account of the gospel, and, like Paul, be confident that the Spirit will intervene, whether he liberates us or not. He continues to write, "My eager expectation and hope is that I will not be ashamed about anything, but that now, as always, with all courage, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Now, if I live on in the flesh, this means fruitful work for me, and I don't know which one I should choose. I am torn between the two. I long to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. Since I am persuaded of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that, because of my coming to you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus may abound." Verses 20 through 26. He is deeply aware that the honor of Christ is at stake. He doesn't want to bring any shame to the gospel, but rather wants to show courage in the face of hostile opposition. It's inconsequential to him whether he lives or dies. He states this clearly, saying, "For me, to live is Christ and to die is gain." Verse 21. If he is alive, he will live for Christ and make him known. But if his time is up, he will gladly go home to be with the Lord forever. And in this regard, he expresses his personal desire to be with Christ as his preference. But it's not as though he has a choice in the matter. Therefore, he isn't going to shy away from affliction and suffering. He will gladly embrace whatever consequences there may be for believing and proclaiming the gospel. So while he is alive, he will devote himself to help believers to make progress towards maturity. And he's more than willing to be spent for their benefit. He will instruct them in the truths of God's word so that they may continue to boast in Christ Jesus. This commendable attitude ought to be reflected in our lives too. For while we're alive, our goal is to invest our lives in service for Christ and to courageously proclaim the gospel. Finally, he shares their joy in the faith as they continue to follow Jesus. And he knows, God permitting, that he will continue to exercise a fruitful ministry among them. May God be pleased that we bear much gospel fruit too. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So help me to be faithful in your service for the good of other Christ followers. Amen.